Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With you until 12 o'clock today, we are joined now by men's basketball coach Josh Schertz, Robbie Avila, the center for the men's basketball team, and they're with us now. How's it going, fellas?
It's going good. Nice Cinco de Mayo day out here, so nice balmy day.
It's exactly what you'd expect on a Cinco de Mayo, isn't it?
Yeah,
it feels very Cinco de Mayo-ish out here. It's actually, the temperature, it's 5 degrees, so it's nice. It truly is Cinco de Mayo, both in day and temperature.
Man, it's just a great day for some golf.
Yeah. Are you guys golfing?
Unfortunately, I am not. You know, they didn't want me to show up, the rest of the people, so I'm gonna take a step back today.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
he can't golf, so there's no choice.
I am a terrible golfer, so only person in this whole deal worse than me is him, Robbie. So
he won't see me on the course, though. So
only person worse is him. So thankfully, neither one of us are golfing. We don't want to slow this thing down any more than it is.
You'll just be in the cart.
Yeah, I'll be in the cart. I'm driving around with Liv. So that's the deal. Riding around and then gonna heckle the heckle the players and then make myself feel good about my game watching them play and cheat.
Yeah.
Hang on, is there going to be booze out there? Do we know?
Oh, there's going to be booze, drinking and booze. What would just be heckling and actual alcohol, so both.
So how do you guys feel about how this first season at SLU went?
You want to take that one, Rob?
I think it was a good foundational year. Obviously, coming into a new place, new league, there was definitely going to be some bumps in the road, and we had our fair share of hardships throughout the season. But I think it definitely took this year to kind of learn about myself and what it is in this league. And I'm just looking forward to continuing building off of what we did this year and try to, you know, make it even better next year.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I think any year you have unforeseen circumstances that happen during a journey for a team. Sometimes they're really good unforeseen circumstances. Sometimes there are difficulties, and you know we lost four guys for the year early in the year, and our guys I thought did a great job of kind of overcoming that, finding a way to 19 wins, 11 wins in the conference, made the NIT. Certainly wasn't what the goal was at the beginning, but I think when you look back at a year, you're like, did we get everything out of it as a group? And I felt like we had a really fun group to come to work with every day. Like Robbie said, I think we planted some seeds that'll bloom here in the years to come. And that group, you know, Gibson, Isaiah, the seniors, Kobe, really proud of what they did, proud of the team for how it finished. And I think, great times are ahead, though, with that as a building block.
Well, I guess this could go for both of you, but I'll start with you first, Coach Schertz. What does right now in this offseason look like for you?
In terms of, we've had a great spring. I think we've been able to retain our main guys. We our top eight scorers, five are returning. The three that aren't graduated. So in this era, to be able to have continuity, I think that's such an overlooked piece. The best gets are the ones you already have. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the portal, and I think we've added, six really good players. We've got, on paper, whatever, the number one ranked class in the A-10, coming in on top of their retention. And then, you know, we got a good freshman group coming in. So the spring couldn't have gone any better for what we wanted to do. Nothing's won on paper, but on paper we have a really good team. But now, you know, like Rob knows, the hard work starts in June. Everybody gets here, and we're on the practice floor June 2nd.
Wow.
And so it's quickly here, but now we got to go do the work. But, you know, every year you want to have a team that has the talent, the character, the depth to win a championship. You know, we have those things. Now it's about the hard work and going to do all the other things that championship teams do.
So this is coming up here with the summer. You're going to start your practices very soon, as you mentioned. You've both benefited from the transfer portal, but it's also a challenge. So what's it like to balance that? Because as you get, you know, closer to the next season, you have to put a team together. Do you like the way it is? Could there be some adjustments? How do you see it?
I think it's hard to adjust when something's, you know, the way it is. You know, it's hard to put a genie back in the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to change a whole lot. Of course, I think there's such value in continuity, relationships, shared experiences. I think those create like real relationships with coaches, players. Like, you know, I can't, you know, speak for Robbie, but you know, like, you know, we'll have a relationship, you know, the rest of my life, you know, and from my time coaching him. And when you get to coach guys that long, I had a couple guys in Indiana State that I was with for 6 years. You know, I mean, you just have this incredible relationship that develops over the time. And that's the holy grail of this thing to me, you know, is the relationship piece. That's the part that, you know, as you go through their lives, and that's the part with your staff, your players. So I don't want that to get lost. But for us, you know, to us to build the program we want, we got to have continuity. We got to have retention. And, you know, the balance of those things, retaining. Hopefully every year we're less dependent on the portal than the year before. I think we had 10 or 11 last year. It was 6 this year. My hope is that number is 3 or 4 the next year or 2. And that it keeps reducing down and we're dependent on the retention more so than the portal.
Robbie, you mentioned the workout start. You're back on the court June 2nd. Is that what you said?
Yep.
So what does that summer look like? Are you back on the court continuously from June 2nd? Do you get a break in the middle of the summer? Is there no off season for you?
No, yeah. So we'll obviously start, you know, here at the beginning of June.
Yep.
You know, we'll really get after it. But then he's really good with, you know, giving us a break in between. You know, obviously it's going to be a long, long season. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start, you know, in the summer like this, you know, essentially the season doesn't end until, you know, March, maybe April. And so, you know, we get a little bit of a break in between, you know, and at the end of June, the beginning of July, and then we'll come back in July, go after it again, and then we'll get a little break again before school starts. And then once we come back for school, that's kind of where the season, you know, really, really begins. And, you know, we'll be going for like 8 months straight, and, you know, we won't really have that, you know, weeks off time like we will in the summer. And so I definitely do take advantage of those times off, because like I said, it's going to be a long season, but you know, I think we're built for it, and we're looking forward for it.
Josh Schertz and Robbie Avila with men's basketball at St. Louis University with us now. And you both were playing in the Valley, and you come to the A-10. How different are the leagues?
I would say it's definitely a little bit of a jump. I think getting used to this league, it was a little bit more physical. I think from 1 to 15, you know, the guards and the bigs, you know, I think it was a little bit more physicality, a little bit faster of a game. Guys were more athletic, but the Valley had some teams that, you know, where guys were, you know, just athletic as, you know, some of the guys in these leagues. And so I think it just took a little bit to adjust to, but I think overall it's just really the physical things. There's good players in every league. You know, the Valley has, they're really, really good guys. There's a couple guys that went to, you know, NBA from the Valley, but, you know, the A-10 also has those kind of guys here. And so I think it was more just a year for me to kind of get adjusted to this pace and athleticism of this league. And, you know, that was kind of the, you know, biggest difference I noticed.
Were there coaching adjustments from one league to the next?
He was worse this year than he was the last 2 years.
It was awful. Yeah. I struggled. I struggled this year.
What's his problem, do you think?
I don't know. I tried to figure that one out.
how long do we have? How long is your show?
We've got like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah.
We have
struggles.
A couple hours? All right, then we can get us a couch. Let's lay down. Let's talk through all the issues, you know. Trying to navigate around this guy. You know what I mean?
Well,
how about that?
See, yeah. Blames it on me every time.
He takes up a lot of space.
You know, that's it. You know, coaches, you know, yeah, no, it's all coaching, you know. But, no, it was, it's different. I don't think the coaching was the difference to me was more, I mean, obviously there's great coaches in the Atlantic 10. There's great coach in the Valley. I think like what Robbie said is true. The league is more athletic. It's a little bit taller at every position. It's a little more athletic at every position. The quality of teams is a little bit better. And it's deeper. I didn't think there was a lot of, in this league, there was a lot of teams you walked in, you know, 1 through 15 where you're like, ah, oh, this one's a gimme.
Yeah.
And you saw that in the first round of the tournament. You know, I mean, even day one, you know, Fordham wins their first game, right? They come in, you know. I mean, so it was just like, I think the 15 and 14, I believe, both won their games the first day of the conference tournament. So it just kind of shows, like, the depth of the teams and how good the league was top to bottom, you know, that creates that. LaSalle, I think, won as well. So, you know, I think those are the big differences. It's more athletic, more size. The depth of the teams, and the, you know, are better. And the quality, the level you got to get to every night is high. In terms of, you know, it's high-level competition. Doesn't matter who you're playing and where you're playing. If you're not ready to answer the bell, you're going to get beat that night. And I think in the Valley, you had a couple teams maybe at the back end. You know, there's a really good league, but back end you could kind of...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, you don't have to maybe be at your A game.
Illinois State.
Illinois State. Don't mention them. We lost to them.
Oh, dude, that's
right. That was
right.
One of the games.
I'm sorry.
We lost.
This
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Went
that's where
there.
I went.
Oh,
and
really?
The,
yeah. We won't hold that against you. No, but
well,
they,
you can't. We haven't been to the tournament since
over?
The 90s.
Yeah. That's what the interview's over.
Yeah.
They. That was one of the three games we lost in the Valley. Was Illinois State at home?
I'm sorry.
Trust me. Yeah. No, disappointing. Yeah. We're walking out. We're storming out of the interview as we speak.
I'm done.
I'm so sorry.
No, it was. It's bringing up bad memories.
I forgot about that.
Other than Chris Ronji, how was St. Louis? Treated you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I shirts. I saw you were at the Blues game.
I was.
Last
I went to the
week.
Blues game. We
yeah.
went to a Keith Urban concert this weekend. Right. So Blues game was awesome. Not as awesome for them in Game 7, but
like you too went to the Urban concert.
No,
no,
you didn't get invited.
I didn't get invited.
What?
I didn't get that memo.
No,
so
we spent enough time together.
Yeah, I'm actually okay
with
that.
We need to not.
I actually was there just in a separate section. I didn't want to be with.
Limiting our social time is not a bad thing, you know. Like I said, it's we spend plenty of time in the basketball court.
Yeah.
We don't need any social time. I don't even know if he could. If you don't even know who Keith Urban is.
Oh yeah, he's a country singer. My mom loves Keith Urban.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
You know.
My mom likes
so
him too.
I did. I honestly did not know a single song, but I was there.
Sense. Okay. Nice cover up. Oh, yeah, I never even heard of the guy.
Yeah.
I just
yeah,
went.
I know I've heard of him. I've heard of him because he married Nicole Kidman.
Yes, he did.
Oh yeah, he did. That's right.
Yeah, so I heard of him because of that. I didn't know his music.
Well,
I didn't listen to country.
There's no way he's as weird as Tom Cruise, right?
I don't know.
He can't be.
He's kind of. He looks interesting. Does he still have long, flowing locks?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got great hair.
Yeah.
I thought about this
what
though when
likes.
I was watching this before. I thought about this watching perform though. I don't think there are any rock stars that are bald in any genre of music. Like you could be in rap maybe, but in any like rock.
Wait, Bono.
Country, Bono's
he's
bald.
Not bald.
He's not bald.
Oh man!
No. What are you talking about?
So I don't
sure?
think you can be bald and be a rock star.
Bono's not bald.
No. What are you out of your
was
mind?
Was Phil Collins bald?
Yes.
Phil Collins. Yes. There we go.
There
okay,
you go.
So Phil Collins.
Yeah, he was.
That's
bald.
A good one. All right.
Let me ask you this question.
Huh?
When you've got your player sitting next to you and he takes the opportunity to roast you,
yeah.
do you want to cut back on playing time?
Well, I will. Yeah, I mean that's a big thing. Yeah, it'll cut back. It'll be chopped. I am noting, making mental notes of each comment, and each comment is taking time off his playing time. Yeah,
wow, yeah.
And not only playing time, but usage rate go down.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
And a little more running.
A little
in
more
practice.
Running. Yeah, a little more running in practice.
My knees are hurting. I don't think I'll be at that summer practice June 2nd. We'll see.
I got to check
my schedule.
Yeah, well, I would be too if I were you.
You know,
yeah.
I got to.
I'm hearing
absolutely.
It. So you're going to be – you're not throwing out the first pitch at a Sox game, but you are going to be there.
Yeah,
coming up
be
soon,
this
right?
Friday, yeah. I'll have like a pregame interview with them. I have a suite with 20 tickets with my family, so I'll be able to enjoy a good game, you know.
Yeah.
Still cheering on the Sox. You see, I got the hat on, you know. I was going to represent the South Side.
I appreciate that you're not embarrassed.
I won't ever be embarrassed.
This guy used to do play-by-play for the Sox.
Well, a little bit.
Well, he did throw the first pitch. The issue was he underhanded it from 8 feet.
Here he goes with it.
So they didn't want him back because he embarrassed. They were like, listen, we're 30 and 132 or whatever it is. And still the embarrassment
wins.
Was more of his first pitch being so close. Even throw from the mound.
I saw his video on a compilation of like worst first pitches of all time. I think I saw a video of him alone. With all the other
did
people.
You spike
I at least
it?
Threw from the mound. No, I threw it. I threw it from the mound.
It was so high.
And I threw it to the catcher. It was a little high. Zach Edey, it would have been a strike for him. but it was a little high. But I
think
I
jump up out of his stance. To go get it.
But I had the confidence to throw it from the actual mound.
So I was 8 feet away, underhanded it.
Like a little kid's pitch.
He just reached out and handed it to whoever here.
Looked like when they bring those 90-year-olds out.
The first handoff.
Robbie did the first handoff.
He went straight from the first handoff to an early bird dinner. That was right to that, to a 5 p.m. dinner.
Josh Shirt says they lost 150 games. They were more embarrassed by Robbie Avila's first pitch.
Yeah, in a season of embarrassment, that was number one on the list of embarrassing things.
My pitch in that day was the only one to go past the mound. Everybody else threw it in the dirt that day.
Like, Robbie, can you take the hat off?
Come on.
Well, guys, we appreciate you sitting down. Good luck.
I'm frozen here, so we can't go anywhere anyway. We wanted to.
Good luck this summer. We'll talk again before the season starts,
sounds
all right?
Good. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having us on.
Josh Shirts and Robbie Avila, men's basketball. Hey, just go look into tickets now, SLUBillikens.com. It's Chris and Amy. We will talk to the baseball coach at SLU next. Darren Hendrickson joins us on 104.1 FM.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.